Okay, so we talk about the home prices issue in Canada like every 14 seconds. People talk about that at every opportunity they have. What we need to talk a little bit more about, though, is the fact that you can actually still rent. It is still legal to be a renter in this country. And so the last couple of weeks, I've been looking at what are the ways in which we can enable people for whom renting is actually a better fit or a good fit. And I came across this startup called Renty. It is it has an application for property owners, for landlords. It also has an application for renter. And when I say application, I mean it has a use, like it accounts for both sides of the transaction there. Renty is an online platform. Joining us now to talk about it is founder and CEO Tomas Ronas. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me, Bruce.
You need to explain what Renty actually does and how it works, because I don't think I am qualified or capable to do that. How does it work?
I'm going to take you through it in two parts. The first part is for landlords. So first of all, I'm a renter, and we started building Renty for renters. But we quickly realized that we can't just build it for renters. We have to build it for both sides of the equation, both renters and landlords. And I'm going to start with the landlord side. What we do for landlords is we let them market very broadly. So we have marketing automation tools that let them get their ads out in front of as many renter eyeballs as possible. Each of these landlords also, we get to know them. We get to kind of coach them through the process. We get to educate them on how to be really good at leasing, marketing, and of course, if we get feedback from renters, how to perhaps be even a better landlord. So we help them with the marketing automation, number one. And then number two, we have tools that help them communicate with renters, help them book viewings, help them take in applications, and then complete the transaction. So making it all fully digital, all online, kind of modernizing that renting process from the landlord perspective. And for renters, the other side of the equation is how do we give renters more value? So we let renters create a very personalized profile about themselves. We let them populate it with all the documents they need and look very professional when it gets time to lease. And then that profile can then be used multiple times. It can even be exported and used beyond the rent ecosystem, because we want to give renters the ability to have this kind of like renting passport or profile that they can leverage time and time again, as opposed to having to do dozens of applications over and over again, which is the common way that things are done now.
Yeah, it's horribly inefficient. As you think about the landlord side of the equation, how do you think about equity, diversity, and inclusion in that? Because it is a very competitive marketplace. There are certain renters whose profiles may be more interesting to landlords based on conscious bias or unconscious bias.
Yeah, so we try to be as objective as possible, and we give a lot of optionality to renters in terms of what they're presenting as themselves. And we also help highlight to owners what are the important things to look at, and as much as possible, remove bias from that process. Highlighting the objective things is very important. Things like references, right? So if you're kind of on the fence about somebody, we help landlords talk to more past references from a particular applicant so they can get a better sense of who that person is, what makes them kind of great, and kind of start to remove those biases, right? We also let renters provide personal narratives about themselves. Like, don't just give me your credit check and your employment info. Tell me about what you like, the things that make you kind of happy, and what would make you a great tenant. So we give both renters and landlords the tools to learn more about each other and break these biases down on their own.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine what my narrative would sound like. I'd be trying to game the system. I'd be like, no, I don't play the drums. My music is always consumed through earphones, and I never wear shoes inside. Sock feet only for me. How do you ensure on some of those qualitative things that people are telling the truth?
That's always the tricky part. And it really is about presenting or giving renters the option to provide a lot of data points about themselves, and then letting landlords have access to these data points so they can triangulate things. They can say, yeah, this sounds right. Or no, there's something a little bit odd about this application. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper And perhaps give this person a call, and et cetera. So it's really about giving folks the ability with the tools to really take a look at all the data.
It sounds very online dating. It sounds very online dating. Swipe left, swipe right, or however that works these days.
Yeah, I mean, Tinder is very popular and it seems to work. So
I want to ask you about the objective measures. So you mentioned the credit check or the credit score. How does that get incorporated into the process? Because I would think that that is a good number for landlords to ask for.
Yeah, so it's optional, right? So renters have to first give their consent, and then they have to approve who the recipient would be of this information. And then once a renter applies through the Rentsy system, that's when we do a soft credit check. Doesn't impact their credit, and then it gets automatically shown to the landlord within the application dashboard.
How do you make your money?
It's free.
Oh, so this is a volunteer role? This is, no. Are you a priest? You just graduated from the seminary, and your Mother Teresa project is operating a startup that brings together landlords and renters. Is that accurate?
No, we charge the landlords, and we charge a monthly fee. It's very transparent and I think reasonable. What we do is every month that a landlord uses our platform, we actually go out and buy ads for them so they can market to renters. And we buy those ads in bulk. We save a bit of money buying in bulk. We pass on those savings to the landlord. So every month we have, our sticker price right now is $200 a month.
For how many properties? $200 a month for if I've got 14 apartment buildings, or is it $200 a month even if I've just got one basement apartment?
That $200 a month is usually for your landlords that have 1 to 10 doors that they manage. If you have 100 plus doors, we have enterprise pricing that is going to be slightly different. And of course, there's things like volume discounts.
Ooh, doors. I like that. When I was doing my research on this, I was looking at the websites and how do people find listings these days?
It's a mess. So there's dozens of listing sites in Canada, probably a dozen popular ones in the GTA alone. Jeez. And they don't all have the same listings. So as a renter, you have to go out there and shop on all these different sites. And there's no kind of there's fraud that happens on some of them. And so you have to be aware of all of that. There's old listings that don't exist anymore. So it's a bit of a mess. The same problem is faced by landlords. As a landlord, where do you post your listing? Which one is the best one? And how do you shine through all the other listings that are out there? There's 80,000 plus vacancies in the GTA per year, tons per month. Like it's hard to shine, right? So that fragmentation in the market is difficult to navigate. That's one of the things that we really help renters and landlords do, navigate that fragmentation.
All right. Okay. I'll give you the last word here. What is your most valuable piece of advice that you could provide to someone who is on the hunt? So this is a renter on the hunt. And I'm going to assume your first piece of advice is use Rentsy. It'll have make your life better. Fine. So that's number one. What's your second piece of advice? What should renters do to find the best place at the best price in the least amount of time?
So I would say have your application, whatever you want to call that, ready. Like all of your documents, have them in order, have your narrative, have like everything you need to apply so you can just hand it over. Have that ready as you're shopping.
Should I airbrush my photo, or is like my regular 8x10 glossy shot that I use for TV commercials, is that sufficient, or do I need to airbrush it?
Definitely need to Photoshop it a little bit.
Okay, just
a little bit of Photoshop. Have your things in order so you can apply very quickly. I'm not saying have your Rentsy profile in order, just have your things in order. However you want to do that, it's up to you. And then I'd say don't just look in one place. You're going to have to look on a variety of the top sites. And that's really it. Like there's no magic. You're going to have to look.
Right. It's a numbers game. Ugh. Mm-hmm. Tomas, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Tomas Ranas is the CEO and founder of Rentsy.